Hello?
Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat certain or not too certain?
I already voted today.
So you are very certain. Can I record that as your answer because you already voted?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I took it this
first
morning.
Okay, first of all, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does, providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. I don't have no kids.
Okay, but to the best of your knowledge, so for, probably you heard about neighbors, relatives, or some other people, they do have kids in schools, or to the best that you probably I read about the school districts and the news. To the best of your knowledge, how
my
would
you kids
describe?
Like Cherry Creek District.
Okay, yeah, but
my
how you
grandkids?
You describe
they're good.
The good. Okay, thank you. And the kids, your grandkids are a blessing. I believe. Now, and overall, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money our voters approve and ballot issues? Wisely and as promised, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral or negative? To the best of your knowledge, again.
I would say positive.
Positive, okay. Very positive or somewhat positive? How should I record your answer?
I would say very positive.
Very positive. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, how well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek Schools? Very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Very well.
Very well. Moving on. Do you think that overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality and level of services provided? What's your opinion?
Too high.
Somewhat high or much too high?
I would say somewhat high.
Somewhat high? Okay. Now,
yeah.
Have you heard about, or read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notice and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Now, which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb the increase without any problems, or can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending, or cannot afford the increase and it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply to you because you rent. Which
yeah, one it does. It does not apply to me.
Okay. Now, as you may know or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition. Ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. Now, what kind of an impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much of an impact at all?
I would say big
positive.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. Now, the first ballot issue will be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs or renovations to existing schools, expand the mental health services, increase school security, and expand the technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Now, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs? And if it's increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for $100,000 of access home value, Will you vote yes or no on this proposition?
I would vote, I would say yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teachers and staff pay. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase on the cost for $1.90 per month or about $23 per year for every $100,000 a home value? Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Opponents to this ballot issues may say the following. This is the opponent's point of view. Now, property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the opponent's statements?
I would disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Strongly, somewhat disagree? Okay. Now,
yeah.
Moving on. Here are some set of statements detailing the projects and plans the proposed Cherry Creek School District bond will pay for. Ray Each, as definitely worth paying higher taxes for, probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth it, okay? Yeah, here's the first one. Replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus through redevelopment. Will you definitely believe that that would be worth paying more, probably worth paying, or not worth paying for?
Not worth. No.
Not worth. Okay. Now, expanding the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to serve more students and provide expanding career pathway, job skills, and technical training. Same question. What do you think? They definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth paying for?
Probably.
Probably. Okay. Redesign and renovate the 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo Middle Schools with a new building. Same question, definitely, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth paying for.
Okay, and expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool of Eagle Crest, yeah. Definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth paying for.
And replace two small ancient school buildings of Holly Hills, of New Cape, fifth grade elementary school. Now, you think that would be worth paying for? Probably, or not worth paying for?
No.
Okay.
Not worth it.
Now, upgrade the school's building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access control. You think that would be worth it? More definitely, okay. Now, upgrade the classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi. Will you think that would be definitely worth paying for? Probably, or not paying for? Or not worth it?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And upgrade and renovate the infrastructure of the CCSD, elementary schools, and even including painting, carpet, windows, roof repairs, a heating, air conditioning system, replacements. Would that be definitely worth paying for? Probably.
It would. Probably.
Okay. And at a swimming pool at Overland High School. Definitely worth paying for? Probably. Or not worth paying for?
I thought they already had one.
Okay. That's what they're saying, that they're going to use the money for. So what do you think? Is definitely worth paying for? Probably. Or not worth paying for?
Probably.
Okay, and expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building and advanced career pathways training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs. Definitely worth paying for, probably worth paying, or not worth paying for?
Probably.
No problem. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your presence on the line. Now, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District's $950 million bond might make. I rate each as a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond on the 30 million mill levy ballot issues. Now, remember, this is coming out on the election days. Now, Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep that tradition going. You think that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And maintaining Cherry Creek School District's excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, and expanding Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today and the Denver Metro, but turns students into a productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, and expanding the highly in-demand mental health services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
I would say very.
Very, okay. And acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintain its tradition of excellence now and in the future. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And because of the way Colorado's tax system works, the Cherry Creek Schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades. Expansions and buildings replacement is up to the local residents of the district to raise their tax to fund their improvements or they won't get made. Do you think that's very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive reason to vote yes?
No.
Okay.
Not persuasive.
And by approving the transportation mill levy, the district can maintain its bus service to the students while freeing up money to increase teachers' pay to be competitive with other districts and recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive reason to vote yes?
Very.
Okay, and Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operation. This includes public access to an interactive map on their website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive.
Okay. And money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed project. Since Cherry Creek School District administrative overhead costs are less than 3% of the total budget. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, and Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of spending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the projects and the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way. Say again,
So what?
Okay, opening a dedicated first in the state teacher training in housing centers gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Very, somewhat, or not precisely reason to vote yes?
Somewhat.
Okay, and expand the type of jobs, pathway skills, expand the types of job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinary tech, building automation, I think, HVAC tech, multimedia music, and film production, and other in-demand skills. You think that would be a very persuasive reason to vote yes on this ballot? Somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive.
Okay, and despite recent increase in the state property taxes, none of the money comes back to the local school district. It's up to the Cherry Creek voters to approve this separate ballot issues if they want to improve the school building and raise teacher space. Barry, somewhat or not persuasive?
I would say Barry.
Okay, and continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. You think that should be a very persuasive reason to vote yes on this ballot? So what or not persuasive?
Very.
A school building that are 30, 40, or 50 years old that needed to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on this ballot.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond meet all these needs? Having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs and increase property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, per $100,000 of Access home value? Would you vote yes or no? And there's no right or wrong reason.
Yeah, I would say no.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. And instead of the Cherry Creek School District bond, where $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year, and increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value, but have a fewer school building projects, would you vote yes or no on the...
Yes.
Okay. If they lower... Now, if you... I'm sorry. Would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every $100,000 of access value, a home value? Will you vote yes or no on that $30 million?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, believe me, this is just a required for us to ask nowadays. By no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence, okay, ma'am? But what is your gender, male or female or other?
Female.
Okay, and is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
55 to 64.
55 to 64. And what is the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, high school, business or school, also college? College graduate? Graduate school?
From college.
From college. Okay. Uh-huh. And do you have any children 18 years or under in school?
No.
Okay.
No.
You have any children? No. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific, other?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.